Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me see, we got a call. Okay, 8991, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to say a few things real quick. So,
okay.
When it comes down to Nikki, I feel like she was good. I feel like she did put on a couple extra pounds, but I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I thought somebody had said something about her being pregnant. Is that just me?
I don't know. People just throw out those type of allegations all the time. So I don't know.
Don't know about that. But on the Tommy thing, okay, here's my thing on it. Natalie do talk a lot. She says what she want to say. There are times that she does a little bit too much talking. But I do feel as though she, a lot of times that I've realized, yes, sometimes she just be talking. But a lot of times she talks out of frustration. And I think, this is just a guess because I wasn't there, but if Tommy was really acting a plum fool, Natalie could have very well said something under her breath or said something that maybe only she would know, but she felt like she had the right to say it because of how Tommy was acting. You can't act a plum fool, and then when I speak on some stuff that I know and I see that, like, it's relevant to what you're doing now, now you're mad and you want to fight me. If you're acting like you're, you know, drugged up, I might say, okay, well, just don't let her get back to her purse. I might say that. And that's fine, but you can't just pull me out of my chair and try to sneak me on some funny stuff when you know good and well that, you know, the only reason why you're here and relevant now enough to be here is because of me. Like, let's be honest, nobody was checking for Tommy before this show. A lot of people didn't want her on the show at all. Hence why when she was so mad about not being last, she really should have been first because didn't nobody know? She didn't even know herself.
Wow.
Let's really talk about that. And then who also gets ready to perform a song? Everybody else chose decent songs for what they were going to do. Even Lauren did pretty good. But she goes up there and she does a song that has a feature for the first 30 seconds of the song while you standing up there doing lazy ad-libs, then try to throw in your little verse at the end that you barely knew and nobody else did either. It's not giving. I really can't wait till she's off the show. Hopefully she's not on the next season. I could do without her. She needs rehab and some time to just be around her kids and her grandkids. Sorry.
Thank you. Wow. Tommy, did you hear that? 5548, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
So I think personally that Judy wanted the brat to have the opportunity to experience carrying a child because Judy has already carried children before.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. I don't know them personally, but that's just my opinion.
I think that's a good perspective. I didn't know that, so I think that probably would be true. That sounds about right, right?
Yeah. I think Judy has, like, two kids of her own that she's birthed, so. Second of all, Krishan is going to have to get a new neck before she can actually become a star. So
a new neck?
Yes.
Oh, because she got that big blue face tattoo.
Yeah, she's ruined. If I was a dude, I wouldn't be talking to her. I mean, she's ruined.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, ain't she stupid?
She is very stupid. Like, she should be, Daddy. No.
Yeah. But go ahead.
One more thing before. Natalie, I think what her problem is, she forgets that she's a black girl in a white girl's body, and black girls and white girls don't play the same. And I think she forgets that. So, that's all. Hope you're doing well on your cleanse.
Thank you. Yes, it's almost over. I have 10 more days, and I'm done.
Okay. Cool. Congratulations.
Thanks. Okay, bye. Right. Okay, we're going to take one more. Okay, 9576, weigh in. Talk to me.
Hi, Amon. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm good.
I'm good. I'm not going to use profanity the other night. This is Sin said it. I love you, Mama.
Yes.
Hey, this is what I wanted. I just wanted to talk about Milan and Jonathan. I'm going to start there. Because Jonathan, he's from here, from Dallas, from my hometown, and we love Jonathan here. Shout out to Jonathan.
Period. Okay.
Like Milan. Okay, Milan do not want none of Jonathan, okay?
Don't think he could take him? You don't think he could take Jonathan in the ring?
Oh, at all. I know I done seen Jonathan in action. I'm telling you, he's not ready. And I'm not saying that just because he's from here. I'm just saying I know. And we love Jonathan, okay? Team Jonathan. Now, to Tommy and Natalie, with the way Natalie got up and charged at Tommy,
yes.
I don't think that he was ready for that, okay? And to be honest, I seen something in Natalie when she did that I hadn't really seen in Natalie. And so that it was like she got out of her body.
I don't know if Tommy is just playing it too, like she's so cool, like she just thinks she gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tommy,
yeah.
It's different when you snatch it up from like really boxing. So I don't know. Tommy better been really had training because this is not like a street
exactly.
fight. This is boxing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some technique exactly. that is needed.
Exactly. Feel like even when she tried Jocelyn, because there's only a few people that can really get with Tommy, and I'm going to be honest with that, you know what I'm saying, because Tommy, she do got them hands. But at the same time, she also was wrong for approaching Chris Brown's son, and then that's all I got to say, and I just wanted to come and express that, and thank you for having me.
Thank
again,
you.
Amon.
No
thank
problem.
You.
Love you. Okay, yeah, so we're going to wrap it right there, Chair.